Why, hello. My name is Christine from the Association of Vermont Credit Unions.
And my name is Melissa from the Cooperative Credit Union Association.
We are here to talk about the Credit Unions on Tap event, which will take place on August 2nd, 2023 at the Harpoon Brewery. For a second year in a row, CCUA and AVCU have joined forces with our sponsors to host CU on Tap. This year's speaker will be Mike Shank, CUNA's Chief Economics.
Wow, Christine, what a perfect time to invite Mike to speak to our credit unions about the state of the economy. There's a lot going on in our industry, and I know I, for one, as well as our credit unions, will be looking forward to not only having a beer and some pizza, but also listening to what Mike has to say about everything that's going on for credit unions.
Yes, I agree, Melissa. And aside from hearing from Mike Shank, there'll be plenty of other entertainment going on, such as credit union networking and hearing from Charlene at True Stage. There'll also be a cornhole tournament to add some fun to the event.
It will be fun. I remember it was fun last year, and I have a feeling that this year is going to be even more fun. I do want to mention, though, that this year we're also going to be holding a raffle, and we're going to be holding a raffle to raise money for the Vermont Food Bank and for the American Red Cross. And what a great opportunity now, especially with all of the tragedies going on in New England, specifically related to all of the flooding. So to be able to unite as credit unions and raise money for these charities that are in need at this moment, I think it will be a great addition to this event and something we can all look forward to and feel good about.
Yes, I agree. And these raffle items are fantastic, and they will help Vermont and New Hampshire during these difficult times. Well, why don't we have a conversation with Mike to find out what he has plans for our credit unions? Why, hello, Mike. Are you excited about this event as we are?
Well, Christine, I think I'm actually more excited than you are. And the reason I say that is not many people know this about me, but I'm actually captain of the Wisconsin State Senior Olympic Cornhole Team.
Oh, wow.
And we've been on the podium more than once. So I'm just going to throw that out there. And
that's and we'll, exciting. So you're going to be on my team. So, Mike, you are a well-known economist in the credit union community, and we are thrilled to have you join us for some conversation, beer, pizza, as we take in the beautiful countryside of Vermont. With that being said, what major change or changes have you observed in the past 3 to 5 years?
Well, my memory isn't as good as it was 3 or 5 years ago. From a professional standpoint, though, I would say that The big change for me is, and I should probably say, first of all, I am here at CUNA not to forecast the macroeconomy. I'm an advocate. I'm here to do advocacy for credit unions. And so the big change for me over the last couple of years is that we've, as you more than likely know, have been talking about advocacy evolution. We're now talking about advocacy revolution. And my role in that is to do whatever I can to bring big data to the table, to talk about credit union impact and the credit union difference, the transformative power of cooperative finance, essentially. And we've purchased the Equifax database. We have 30 billion records going back to 2005, monthly data for credit union members and non-members. And we're building out a really, I think, effective, an impactful narrative around those issues. So I'm super excited about that. I should also say I'm excited about, I don't know if you saw the data, but we've been socializing data from Ballast Research recently. They came out with their most recent evaluation of the effectiveness of advocates on Capitol Hill. And for the sixth year in a row, they have recognized CUNA and the League system as the most effective advocates within the financial services sector. So that gets me pretty excited. More importantly, this is the first year that they have recognized CUNA and the League system as the most effective advocates, not simply within financial services, but amongst all advocates on the Hill. That's policymakers, their staffs, and then other advocates that, that participate in that survey. One of the really cool things in that survey is that they recognize our data as being really important in terms of building out the narrative and showing the actual impacts that credit unions have on people's lives.
Yes.
So, yeah, I'm excited about that.
That is exciting. And, you know, I think, Mike, that's an interesting point that you bring up about being an advocate, and CUNA, obviously, a very important and very well-recognized advocate. Because I think, you know, I know when I hear Mike Cenk, I think chief economist, and I'm going to hear things that I didn't know, and I'm going to hear predictions and forecasts that are really going to drive my behavior and my outlook for the industry. So I think kind of highlighting or even underscoring that advocacy piece is critical. And, you know, and I will say, you mentioned in there, the other word that that jumped out at me along with advocacy is the data piece. And I think, I know, speaking for myself only, I'm very excited to hear what you have to say to our credit unions in a few weeks, specifically with that data focus and the analysis of that to talk about where we are today. But I want to throw you a little bit of a different question, you know, while I have you. If you could name one thing or talk about one thing about your job and about what you do on a day-to-day basis that almost no one agrees with you about, what would that be? Is that something you're willing to share with us here on this podcast?
Oh, absolutely. Hands down, it's the economy. At the moment, I would say that there's an unusually wide range of views and certainly a lot of passion around the likelihood of recession in particular. And so I'll talk a little bit about that when I arrive on the scene there. It really is, it feels to me like a very different environment, and the discussions we're having are a lot more colorful than they have been in the past. So I'll just leave it at that. And
that's what we like to hear.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And now, what is one aspect of our event that you hope to highlight in your discussion so that our audience members will remember when they leave?
I think I'm going to talk about the one thing that every credit union must do to successfully navigate through a challenging economy. How's that?
That's good. That's good. That's what everyone needs to hear right about now.
That's going to be worth the price of admission.
That's right. Now, the big question, what is your favorite beer? Is it light, dark? What do you prefer?
Oh, well, I'm kind of a any port in the storm kind of guy. So whatever's tapped, I'm interested in. But I guess my preference would be, number one, a double IPA. Number two, maybe a farmhouse ale.
Ooh.
And then after that, maybe a Weiss beer or something like that.
Perfect. That sounds good. Well, you'll have your chance to test them all on August 2nd. And Mike, we are so appreciative that you can come and see the Vermont and New Hampshire credit unions in person on August 2nd. And we appreciate your time.
I'm excited to join you.
As you mentioned, this event is taking place on August 2nd at the Harpoon Brewery. And I think you can bet on a few double IPAs there. Although if you're going to be leading that cornhole tournament, you might want to take it easy before you jump into them. But for our listeners, again, Mike Cenk, thank you very much for tuning in. Mike, thanks for being with us. We're really looking forward to next week. And credit union listeners from New Hampshire and Vermont, please do not forget to register at CUsOnTap.com. Registration is limited. And please remember that we will be having raffles to benefit the American Red Cross, and the Vermont Food Bank. Thank you again.
Thank you, everybody.
See you soon.